More news about Samsung's upcoming foldable phones has arrived. However, it is kind of sad. The Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 and Galaxy Z Fold 3 charging speeds have been revealed. For devices that will easily cost about 4 figures, they charge rather slowly. Don't forget, if you are short on time, you can listen to this episode and others here. You can also find the podcast on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Now back to the article. Android authorities reporting that Digital Chat Station found a 3C certification for the upcoming foldable devices. Sadly, the Galaxy Z Flip 3 will only support a max of 15 watts charging. That is pretty sad when you think about it. Even the iPhone 12 can charge faster than that. There are even mid-range gaming phones that charge faster than that. This is beyond disappointing. The Galaxy Z Fold 3 charging speeds aren't much better as they max out at 25 watts. Now to be clear, these are the same exact speeds as both of these devices' predecessors. But, still, some type of improvement would have been nice. Clearly, Samsung is more focused on the design and folding screen, which makes total sense. These are foldable devices, so you want that to be work perfectly. However, it is a bit of a letdown knowing that a premium device will charge so slow. Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 and Galaxy Z Fold 3 charging speeds are slow for premium devices. According to Android Authority, the Z Flip 2 took 90 minutes to charge its 3300mAh battery. That is just pure torture. In this day and age, fast charging is one of the most essential features a phone can have. Before the pandemic, everyone was so busy running around that they hardly sat still long enough to charge their phones. As a result of this, manufacturers worked on fast charging technology to get users topped up quicker. The slow charging speeds would be an easier pill to swallow if the upcoming devices didn't cost so much. Foldable devices are still new, so the price point hasn't dropped enough. The Z Flip 3 will most likely cost as much as the Z Flip 2. However, when you want cutting-edge build and technology, there have to be some sacrifices made. It seems Samsung thought keeping the charging speeds the same was a worthy trade-off for such futuristic devices. Maybe they're right. What do you think? Is it a letdown that the charging speeds haven't improved? Would you still buy one of these? Let me know in the comments. Follow me over on Twitter to connect with me and keep up with new posts. Have a good one.